Soul Mirrors, you have arrived. Wake up and travel beyond the illusion. What is the mirror of your life reflecting around you now, and what does it mean? Master Lady Kira Ra leads you on a journey of enlightened perspectives as she weaves together the elements waiting to be revealed and often not seen. A fascinating and dynamic hour that will leave your heart smiling and your soul singing. And of course, Kira Ra's famous mini soul readings. Be sure to call in. And now, here is Master Lady Kira Ra.
Namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to Soul Mirrors. What is your life reflecting right now? We are at a moment where it is all about choice. It is all about your vision and where you are taking it. And it is about a moment at hand to sincerely give yourself the gift of saying yes, in whatever way, but to say yes with clarity. And so a huge convergence. And today, right now, February 23rd is the culmination, perfect balance, of the 4 days that began with this incredible rise into the vision energy. Remember, we are all in that vision energy right now. And what are you seeing? How are you seeing it? What is happening? Oh my goodness, such a huge moment that, of course, the only co-host I could have with me this evening is my beloved partner, wisdom teacher Sri Ram Ka, who will be joining me in just a moment. And in this moment, want to really invite you to jump into the call lines tonight. Remember that we're talking about something that's very, very timely, and a lot of things are happening. And just give us a buzz. And remember, you can get in at two different places. You can call over to BBS Radio, where you get to speak to our lovely producer, 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. Or over at Oneness Talk Radio, 517-208-1500. 517-208-1500. Ask us your questions, because, you know, we started talking about this on Sunday, and I want to really invite you to challenge yourself to step outside of the paradigm. What if we are the mainstream? And I want you to really breathe that in. What if the greatest joke of all was that the way that you are awakening up to now, the being that you are, the level of consciousness that you are capable of carrying, the expanded presence that is all around you, what are you doing with it? What are you doing with it? Well, in this moment, we have the opportunity to collectively expand it beyond where it has ever been before. You know, earlier today, I had the honor of doing a reading with someone, this beautiful woman, and it was just so beautiful to witness that and to understand through her reading. I always learn, you know, every reading is such an intimate soul session that it's just so beautiful. But what I learned today and what made my heart smile even more was that we have all been on these mastery journeys. Now, I want you to now sit back with me. Hear this. We have all been on these mastery journeys, and everything up until now has just been a master in form saying, look, I'll be on the sideline hanging out, having fun. How can I serve those around me? How can I remember what a body feels like? But pretty much all in all, very ascended mastery souls that have been waiting in body almost for what seems like infinite time, for this moment right now, so that the mastery awakening, those of us that are awakening right now, have attained a level of mastery that was the whole reason we were here. That if this moment would come, we would all come together because we're still expanding here. In this dimension, in this timeline, we haven't maxed out. We're still expanding. And how we expand is really up to us. And I want to bring a hand to your heart, and I want to remind you of a couple things. The first is, I'm going to go ahead and let me put up the 2021 up-level calendar right now, because this is important to remember. Why are we in this extraordinary moment? Well, if you're gazing at the February 2021 calendar, and if you're not, I'll explain it to you. What happened was last Friday, on the 19th, we had the Mercury retrograde, which completed. We went direct. Remember, we had been being pulled direct all week. And then the minute we hit direct, it was like, you don't have time to even adjust. Go. It was like, ready, go. Forget set. You just need to remember. And as you're gazing at this, what happened that was even more miraculous was you see that the 19th was still part of the gate. And you see how the arch of the gates went through this month so that all of the Wednesdays have been the openings through the gate, but all 100% of the Saturdays have been happening outside. And this full moon that is coming in on the 27th is so important for many, many reasons. And the energy of it, the date that mattered in the ascended numerology, which is really fascinating that the ascended numerology for February did not put that up level date in on as affecting it, which is fascinating. And so let me show you the ascended numerology because it's where we are right now. And it's so exciting. So here it is. Can you see that? Look again at your body because so many of you are going through such profound ascension symptoms. Myself, I'm really not eating right now and I feel amazing. It's just my body doesn't want food. Well, look at your body right now. Last week on Friday, we had that 19th where it was the last day of the illuminated new moon up level for the body. So on Friday, it was the last day. It was like a moment where the high heart took in a breath, ignited, and then took all of that energy, everything that's in your high heart, which is also the month. If you look there, February is also a 9. So this was where we had that mirror looking at ourselves. And all of that right now went where? Look at the chart. It's in your head, literally as expanding vision. Right now, pay attention. Clarity is yours. What is calling your attention? What is happening to your vision? And here's what's even so more exciting. As you gaze at that, look down at the bottom of this chart, the full moon, which will balance everything, is right now coming in this week. And where does it take us? Look straight up. It takes us to the lotus chakra. Now, remember, this month came in through the retrograde energy of January 30th. It was the first time this has ever happened. And it began in our second chakra. This has been all about creation. All about creation. All about creation. And so this month is the birth. It is one of a 3-month series. Remember, we talked about February, March, April. We are in an energy, an ascended energetic in the whole month of February of choice. And in this final culminating week, the past 4 days have been the single most massive up level that I think we have had to date. And I do want to bow before all of you that are part of Monday Magic because last night, the amazing ensoulment was literally an affirmation, and to put it in 3 words, to just keep going and to keep expanding. When we are ready to keep going, what does that mean in density? Put 1 foot in front of the other? It could. Or does it mean just keep expanding? That we as masters that have been activated and that are activating, I had the honor of literally activating another this morning. All of us that are activating right now, we are already whole and complete. We are here now because we need to just keep going. We are at the edge of consciousness. I call it the borderlands of sanity. And sincerely, I believe that it is our ability to know that we're at the borderlands of sanity that are the check on our sanity. And so as we arrive here again and again, right now, because of the way that the concentric time is coming together, it is intense. And the reason it's intense is you all know the shield, right? Let me give you a close up of the Shield of Zodkiel. This shield has been morphing with all of us through this entire month. It has been taking on different forms. And in this moment, everything is unwinding and everything is exploding. You see that exploding blue energy behind there? That's the infinite energy. The January, February infinite spiral, which is what you see there kind of in the two corners, spiraling through with this heartbeat coming out of it, this Shield of Zodkiel. This is the energy that is going to be anchored at the full moon, which will then go up into the lotus chakra. And so everything right now, imagine if I drew a line right here, just like kind of right under my eyes, and I drew a line right here, that's where your energy is right now. Well, it's its own pyramid, isn't it? And so as we are in this moment right now, where we are in our own pyramid, is it any wonder that there is a pandemic paranoia? At the moment when we have our greatest visionary mastery than ever being served to us on a buffet plate. And that's why I wanted to open with that. Because what's getting your attention? The pandemic paranoia or the visionary mastery? And we mentioned maybe last night, a couple things that we've just been noticing lately. And here's a quote. If you receive our newsletter, it was in there. The pandemic has brought on great uncertainty and stress. Pandemic paranoia is a real thing, said with great authority, so you better believe it and you better manifest it, right? CNN. What has happened is that the planetary thought body has found even greater food. It's become such a ravenous animal. It is so gluttonous right now that it is now calling in every resource available to get as much life force as possible. And when we start adding words like paranoia, uncertainty, and stress, what we know is that this is that moment where in your visionary mastery, this is that Einstein moment, where when we lift above that which is seeking to stop us so much that it's making us doubt ourselves, we are self-imposing ourselves in prison. You know, none but ourselves can free our mind. And so this is the moment. This is the moment right now. And in the moment that is right now, as we are culminating today, the 4 days of perfect balance, we in the Yoga of Self-Ascension community have been witnessing miracle after miracle after miracle. And before I go any further, because there's so many miracles to talk about, there's so much more to unpack here, I sincerely want to make sure my beloved is sitting here right next to me because there's just that much to say. So my beloved, please come join us.
Hello.
Woohoo. Hey, let us all welcome the one, the only, the amazing wisdom teacher, Sri Ram Ka, my amazing husband of almost 20 years. Hey, Angel. Mwah, mwah. All right. So Sri, you're hearing us. You were right over there outside the studio.
Yeah.
Jump in.
Oh, I don't know. If I jump in, I might make a splash.
I hope you do. All right, let's count on that.
Well, you know, the thing that caught my ears is the paradox between the fact that the pandemic has stimulated a paranoia that has started to become a clinical observation and diagnosis.
Yeah.
And the notion that publishing information on this encourages people to perhaps accept that that's a new norm, that it's okay, meaning it's not to worry about the fact that you're having these worries.
Right.
So I want to play with that for a moment, because everybody goes through periods of anxiety or fear. Because anxiety and fear are the ways that the ego or the personality self tells you that it's uncertain of its ability to control. So anxiety starts off early in childhood when we are taught that we have to perform.
Yeah.
You know, you need to conform or perform. You know, it's like, you know, conform to the family standards, or I'll take the belt to you, or you need to perform in school, or I'll shame you, or whatever it is, you know. And so that we.
Or live up to your social media performance. I mean, this has gone on steroids.
Right, right.
You're actually taught to be a performer now. I mean, it's just the manipulation is crazy.
Well, but the common denominator in all of this is a dependence upon the external world for your approval and your security.
There it is. And that's the hook. And that's also where everything winds in.
Yeah. So from a classical psychological standpoint, we need to teach you better coping skills so that you can have more confidence and a sense of empowerment, and you can confront the external reality and win. And that's one path. The other path is to recognize that your peace of mind, your freedom, your security will never be guaranteed by anything outside of yourself.
No one can offer you peace, security, freedom, except you. And when you remember that is who you are, then you are free to actually be.
Yes. Free to be. I love it.
Me too. Me too. Very, very much. I really do. Go ahead, please.
No, I was just going to wrap that up. So the interesting little tidbit we read in CNN this morning offered a couple of truths, which is that if you know somebody who is cycling through these fears,
yeah,
chances are they are reading a lot of conspiracy or social media, and it is stimulating a cycle within of uncertainty, a fear I'm losing my control. But they may not think that way. They just are afraid and irritable.
Because there is so much free-floating anxiety right now.
And that irritability, that short fuse, people snap at little things more than they used to. And this is what they're observing in society.
Yeah.
Well, if you have a loved one like that, remember, you cannot use logic to convince them to believe otherwise. And I think this is a common mistake people make in political conversations, social conversations. When a person has a belief, logic will never penetrate it because the belief is not logical. So it's like, how do you argue with a drunk? They are so wrapped up in the truth of their belief that arguments aren't how you approach them. The only possible way to approach someone who is in that loop that's going down that rabbit hole, perhaps it begins with a hug.
Yeah.
Perhaps it begins with tangible reassurance that I love you and that you are safe without words. Because the words are the ego cannot ever work with the words that don't conform to its beliefs. The ego can't discern truth from falsehood. It only matches up with the beliefs.
Yeah.
And so everybody that's in their ego, and that makes all of us, we all have one. The question is, to what degree does it govern your life? We respond to the inner sensation of truth, of love, of peace. We respond to direct connection to that which is essence, that is which is beyond the physical. And as we open up that gateway, we are not frightened by the physical anymore, meaning the external world. So this is my long way of saying there is a solution, and the solution is bring your head to your heart and begin to breathe more fully into your love center and relax the mind and ask and declare, I am safe. I trust my life. I trust the creation. I will get through whatever's in front of me. Nothing is bigger than the divine.
You're right. So let's go back and talk about all those miracles and what's been happening, because nothing is bigger than the divine. And when you walk that, when you own that, everything unfolds. So let's wind all of what you just shared into this moment right now. Because in this moment right now, let's scroll back to Saturday. Saturday was the first day that we went where? Right into this pyramid, right into the space of clarity of vision. And on that day, we had the Ave Sah, the blessing of the Ave Sah. And in that moment, Archangel Zadkiel came forward with an installment for the first time in I don't even know how many years. And so much since that moment has been, in our world, personal jettison, jettison, jettison. The literal visionary mastery is this week, right? This is this moment. Because when we moved here into that energy, and we're getting ready to go where? Here.
Mm-hmm.
The invitation is everything that's saying, Master B. Master B. Or there's this paranoia going on, this pandemia paranoia. There is this very slow. And what's interesting is I've been witnessing, and I was even talking to another person today, and I've had to start writing people. How many people are now winding around? Okay, I'm not going to be afraid of COVID anymore. Now I'm going to be afraid of this aspect of it. No, now I'll be afraid of this aspect of it. It's like we're taking our fear and we're making, it's like a Bitcoin. We're going to sell smaller bits of it, right? Because it's getting that popular. That's what this is. It's like the Bitcoin of fear. And it's getting out of hand. Because now little bits. So look what the pandemia, this pandemia paranoia. And I want to go back to the words, because what concerns me was the last sentence. Pandemic paranoia is a real thing. Well, first of all, I think that depends upon what your reality is. And so, you know, in the absolute real experience, I mean, beloved ones, I am not taking this lightly. Many of you know I lost two brothers during this pandemic, one of them to COVID. So I am very aware. And I really do have to smile about it, because in the world of form, in the world of density, it's very real. Just
absolutely,
as is
absolutely
everything else in density, because that's where fear is born. You know, last night in Monday Magic, the beloved benevolent ones were sharing with us that in the pyramid of spiritual awakening, it's the mouth that maintains density consciousness. And I found that very profound, because using the words of the mouth, the moment we are in, going back to what we were talking about earlier, what if we are the mainstream? And now that we're here, now that we have been called up, now that we have been activated, now that we are here, because every one of us that is being called up is because we can actually expand. We're in this moment where we can do more, see more, be more than we have ever been at any other moment. Why are we landing on Mars again? And in big bunches of people. Why is Elon Musk meeting with Vladimir Putin? You know, why are they planning 80,000 people communities? Well, you know what, Sri and I, we wrote about this in 2010. Go read our book, 2012 Atlantean Revelations. This is this crescendo moment. And it's the level of consciousness that's meeting this. It's not about recreating that which was, and so much so as even going back to the planet where it happened. It's about those of us that are here and are conscious and are awake are saying, okay, I get it. It's been playtime up till now. Now we're in go time. And how amazing is this that we are expanding beyond where we've ever been before? Wow. That's the visionary mastery of this moment. Yet the level of energy that seeks to take you from that mastery has crescendoed to a spin that has put the medicines all out of balance. And this is why we're also out of balance. So I want to show you one more slide right here. There we go. There it is. Oh, does it have something in front of it? Hold on, guys. Let's see. Nope, there it is. Okay. So this, if you can see, I'm sure you can, this is the five bodies of the expanded ascended presence. In this moment of expanded consciousness, in this moment where we have not ever attained before, in this moment of collective awakening to that, the cross of perfect balance, that shield of Zadkiel, and if you see behind us right here, this is the center of that, that perfect balance there. Those are the four of the five bodies, and it's the fifth body that holds the shield together. That's the body of consciousness. And so there is the medicine of the physical body, the medicine of the emotional body, the medicine of the mental body, the medicine of the spiritual body, and then that center that keeps that whole thing together, the medicine of consciousness. So the what if questions are very, very powerful with Archangel Zadkiel. And so I want, Sri, would you read these questions
sure
again? So I want you to just bring your hands to your heart. Sri's going to read the questions that are right there.
And this is timely for all of us. So let's just take a breath and be present. What if you chose to believe that everything in your world was perfect as is right now? What if you implicitly trusted your inner guidance system to produce the words and actions needed in any situation you found yourself? What if every moment was guided by the one who truly loved you?
So take in a deep breath. And the one thing I want you to really feel into your own heart right now is we are at a moment where it's all about balance. And it's all, and this is why Archangel Zadkiel offered us this beloved shield. And this is the center of the shield with the abacus symbol. And as of right now, I believe this might be the final one. This shield has gone through so many emanations, and it does include, if you were to square this, that energy, which you can see is the emanation of the energies that are happening right now. And in this moment, in this cross of perfect balance, this is why all of the medicines are coming back. Because the medicine of consciousness is here to guide it. It's that moment where instead of looking at it from under the water, you're gazing at it from above it. It's the same ocean. How are you navigating it? Because in this moment, it's like we've all had these beautiful hands come out and say, hey, it's your time. And we realize and recognize, and again, I've been meeting so many of you on so many levels, that we have been these masters that all hit a certain level of consciousness expansion and said we would, you know, there's no reason for us to activate unless we get into this dimension where we can actually go further. We're here. And in many ways, it's our own Groundhog Day. Because in this moment, the visionary mastery that is in front of you is inviting you to say, hey, you've done this so many times, but we only have this much time for you to remember before we're going to start doing it again. And then you have the benevolent ones come in and they say, just keep going. Mm-hmm. Keep expanding. Keep going. Because the more that we say yes, I want you to hear the direct relationship. The more that we say yes to expanding our consciousness, the greater the balance restoral, thereby the less the risk of the density experience imploding. And I know you understand what I'm sharing. This is what Einstein was saying. But it takes a lot of us saying yes. And the balance is so critical that is why this equinox coming up, the March equinox, that's why this is so important. That's why the March equinox is the bridge. It's like this beautiful rainbow portal to September. That bridge of time. And remember, next month, March is awareness. And we're diving literally lotus chakra first into March. Our awareness will only be as great as our ability to lift our vision this 27th, this Friday, to lift our vision up into our lotus and to allow the universe to start manifesting everything that this week was putting together in our vision. And that's the entire energy of March that we're coming in with if we say yes to it. That is a moment that is so big that, of course, on the other side of it, you would have the paranoia, the fear, and the contraction. Because when it's all up here, if you can't even see it, it just feels like it's crashing down on you. But when it's all up here and your eyes see it, it opens the portal and encompasses you. That's the moment at hand.
That's a moment also that for many of you may stimulate what we call ascension energy symptoms.
A lot of them.
And I want to offer you a tip.
Mm.
It's one thing to have the vibrational rate affected, and it happens. How you work with that, you have some choice. I was having an experience this afternoon where my vibrational rate was spiking. It was lifting quite high, and yet I had on my calendar and agenda quite a few things that I needed.
It was a busy day.
that I needed to check off and get done and meet with people and providers and this and that. And some of this stuff was pretty basic density interactions. And as my vibrational level was lifting, I had a moment where I went, I don't know that I can do this. You know, because there was this dizziness.
You were conscious of it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There was this, it looked like instability. Yet I was walking fine. I was could write my name, you know, but there was a sense of instability. Mm. Now, there's a part of ourselves that's always identified with the way it was that isn't yet identified with where you're going. So could have a little mercy here. There's a piece of you that's going, wait a minute, I don't know what's going on here. That's because it doesn't know what's going on here. Your soul knows the way.
Oh, yeah.
And so the fun realization I had is, even though I was uncertain whether I could get my work done, the work got done. The part of me that was throwing up that screen that says, oh, this is weird, I don't think you can do it, was just, it was like, what's that little one where the sky is falling, you know, the
Chicken Little.
Chicken Little. It was like Chicken Little going, I don't know if we can do this, you know. And so I share that because it gave me an opportunity to really touch my humanity. And the human identity is very much rooted in the energy of the emotionality of a child. Mm. Your inner child is tied to your humanity.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean it's all childlike. What it means is there's a sense of it's bigger than me.
Mm.
That's one of the fundamental qualities of the inner child is the world is a big place. And so when you go through these ascension up-level experiences, it can trigger that aspect that says, well, this is bigger than me. I'm not sure I can do it.
Well, yeah.
And
I want to read from our e-card.
You can do it.
Exactly. And I want to read from our e-card and expand this.
Go for it.
So this was in our e-card today. If you've got our e-card, you can follow along. If not, let me read it to you. So I just want to share. Sometimes, you know, sometimes life's lessons are really uncomfortable.
Yes.
Especially while we're in the middle of them. When you're in the middle of a lesson, of a life experience, then it can be really uncomfortable, right? To be in the middle of it. It is how we navigate that. That is the moment, because how we navigate determines the transit. So I want you to really breathe that in. How we navigate determines the transit. We are always self-determining. Are we conscious of it or not? And so it's only after you fully transit the experience that you really can discover that rich blessing, the reason, the gift that it happened, what has been there the whole time waiting to be claimed. And that happens all the time if you are living in your consciousness. Mm-hmm. If you have, you know, as Archangel Zadkiel says it, when your eyes are on the divine at all times, then no matter how much the misinformation is rampant, no matter how much reality wants to change or somebody wants to tell you that the pandemic paranoia is a real thing, these types of comments are seeded out with authority because they're really, I like to think of them as tests of your passion. Meaning, does that have more passion in your life experience than you have passion for yourself, than you have passion for the master you are? What Sri and I know is true, and we stepped out together hand in hand 19 years ago onto the world stage and said, you know what, this is what we're going to do, and we're going to do it in real time over, and you're going to see it all. We're going to be nakedly authentic. This is what we've been asked to do. We're not going to sell out. We're going to do it for all these other reasons. And in this moment right now, the blessing before us all is that we can hold the gift of our mastery presence through yoga of the mastery of the yoga of self-ascension, because we have arrived at the moment where the consciousness is meeting the capacity that the physical body can stay in form while we have a greater consciousness of multidimensional presence than we have ever had. Mm-hmm. That's why the symptoms are here.
Yeah.
You know, it really is. Well, and that's the moment.
And this whole, whatever effect the pandemic is having on you,
right.
Perhaps there is a gift of discernment coming to you now.
That's one of those gifts waiting to be unwrapped, right?
Exactly.
That's
you
the
say,
gift.
Okay, I remember many years ago, I went through a business bankruptcy and it devastated me, mm-hmm. absolutely brought me to my knees. And what there was a huge gift because it also brought me to my soul. I learned to determine what was essential and what wasn't. And I had been living in illusion, a money-driven illusion prior to that time.
Exactly.
And so there was great freedom that resulted from the crisis and great empowerment that resulted.
But you chose to claim it. And this is why I want to go back to what we were saying is that the rich blessing of this gift that has been waiting to be claimed is that you are claiming it. It's that moment where, you know, we've shared this, where when you love yourself enough, when you can just do that and lift up into that fifth dimension where that compassion is, that's when the ego softens enough to have the first smile, to say, wow, to see it from that perspective. To see that every being is playing their role absolutely perfectly so that you are able to keep seeing from that perspective. And then you widen that lens again,
yeah.
right? You go back again, and that's when you're going up to the seventh dimension where the judgment releases. Then you have the benevolent ones coming in and going, just keep going.
There's more.
Just keep going. And this is why when we are able to immediately interface with the world of form as the master, gazing at the water from above rather than staring up from the bottom, we're able to be and call forward the law of instantaneous manifestation as our alchemical mastery presence becomes one with the body of form, triggering reverse aging, triggering literally so many different alchemical processes that things line up, miracles happen, immediate waves of energy. I mean, Sri and I have been, I've had no break today, and we have been full on since 8 a.m. and it's now almost 9 p.m. here. There is a constant stream of inspiration. I mean, just a constant, constant stream. And those that are carrying the synergies that may not themselves have been activated are suddenly coming in around you. Mm-hmm. All the lions are aligning. And when enough of us align together, then our invincible field will invite the next wave to remember together. And the more that we remember, the less food goes to the fear, the less food goes to the paranoia, and we're able to hold the expansion of consciousness to not stop, to just keep going until we can reach a critical moment where instead of this kind of jettison energy, it's a soft stream of light that creates an even larger torus field, and that zero point generation expands even more. Again, it's extraordinary, and it does demand really relaxing the brain to just be in the presence of the energy that we are blessed to experience right now.
You know, I was having fun with numbers.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. One of the things that I want to remind us all is the journey, the evolutionary journey, the spiritual journey is one of ever refining
exactly.
your vibrational state, expanding your consciousness, and moving into that enlightened state of being. Now, this is not a journey to amuse your ego, to keep track and keep score, and are you there yet? You know, the ego is like the child. You know, are we there yet? But the one thing I want to pass on is that every one of you, and so many of you are in this zone or so close to it, is this love zone, the zone
yeah.
where we move out of cause and effect and instead start residing in the flow of love. And the flow of love in David Hawkins' work is measured at the level of consciousness of 500.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the piece.
Yep.
One person vibrating at 500 or in the zone that we refer to as a love-based reality offsets 100 million vibrating at 250, which is deeply anchored into the fear and anger reality.
I got to breathe that in.
One person offsets 100 million.
That actually hit me in my third chakra. Did you feel that? I mean, when Sri said that, I just like, whoa.
Now, this is playing, I'm playing with numbers here, but just take it in as a grander metaphor. This is why historically in earth literature, they write about the saints. Well, the saints were vibrating in the love zone. They were in service. And many of the stories are a little bit whitewashed because they were also human beings. But the part that gets written down was the saintly behavior. Anyway, the saints affected masses of people around them because of that vibrational rate. And each of you is a saint. Mm-hmm. Each of you carries that divine heart within. Mm-hmm. And it's only a matter of releasing the attachment to the belief in fear, the belief in separation, that we move out of causality into creation.
Yeah.
So this whole numbers thing was, yes, we are the mainstream, because from an energetic standpoint, the only thing keeping this world from spinning into self-destruction are the number of beings that are holding this positive vibration. And their presence, your presence, simply being here, radiating this, is offsetting that spin that would collapse things, blow each other up.
Bring their hands to your heart. And you know, this is Einstein. You know, this is everything that Einstein talked about as far as the energy and about the way that we just bring ourselves down into these lower frequencies, and that when we expand back out, this is
all
the
right
moment,
here.
Right? Exactly. And right, and remember your high heart, what did it do? It went right up here into this pyramid. So all of this is here now.
Yeah.
Right now. And what's so amazing is that this moon, this beautiful first full moon after the Mercury retrograde, had more power than the retrograde up-level moment itself last Thursday. And that's why this is the one that's affecting the numerology, because it's lifting us all up from here, where this week we are visioning, we are calling forward. Everything that you want to get together, any calls you've been putting off, any people you want to meet, anything you want to put together, anything you want to birth, this is the culmin, this is the last breath of the choice month. This is the time to choose. It is right now. And the greatest gift that you are ready to receive is that you are making a conscious choice. When we are aware that the choice is before us and are able to lift and make the conscious choice from our highest inspired presence, only miracles happen. Only miracles happen. And that is that choice energy is what's going up into your lotus. So what will your lotus crown offer you? Because in the ignition of that, which is why we have this beautiful shield of Zadkiel with the cosmic Isis here and the Ave Sah, but in this ignition of your lotus, that's the universe saying, okay, as you send all of your clear, focused vision, remember, steadfast commitment, focused awareness, complete trust. March is the middle of this three-month sequence of February, March, April, and it is awareness. Your choice is going to be in your face by next week, and it's going to be there in full awareness. So are you conscious of it or not? Because when we walk in with open eyes and open arms, our hearts are able to call forward the greatest creative, extraordinary experience we've ever seen. And that moment is happening today, right now. It's very, very exciting. It really is. Should we go to our call board?
We've got a few callers here that would like to say hi.
All right. Let's go. Well, we've got a hand up over here. Let's go to Cleveland. Let's say hi to Monica. Hey, Monica. Namaste, sweetheart.
Hello, Mom and Dad.
Hey, sweetheart.
You both look beautiful tonight, and I'm basking in your beauty.
Well, thank you, Angel. What a blessing. Thank you for sharing that.
I thought you said when one goes into the higher love light, it offsets 100 billion. And I'm thinking, well, that should cover the whole planet.
Yeah, no, million M. Wouldn't that be great? I mean, I like your numbers better. Yeah. I really do.
Let's just get it done, right?
Right on. Yeah, I'm there. I'm with you. I hear you.
Oh, well, I would be so honored for a mini soul reading for my heart, because you kind of took my breath away when you're like, whatever choice you're making, it's in your face in a few days.
So why did that take your breath away?
Because I hope I'm choosing well.
So there it is. You know, there it is that, you know, and I'm going to read it from the e-card because, and you, I know you're on our newsletter list, but I thought we had it in here about trusting. Did we have that in here? I thought we did. Yeah, here it is. So I'm going to read this to you from our e-card. As we further expand our collective and individual consciousness, everything, right? So as we further expand our collective and individual consciousness, we automatically expand through our trust in the universe. And that trust feeds our inner peace and lovingly invites our lives to expand with greater ease. And I want you to really receive that, because that was probably written for this moment for you, right? The question, right? Your choices made with clarity means there cannot be any doubt. And the only one that is doubting, am I making the right choice? Am I doing that? Is the one that's looking for the reassurance from the master that you are. That's the moment when you're able to shepherd you. You're able to see that. Well, I hope I'm making the right choice. That's the moment you put your arms around yourself and say, you are, I've got you. Are, you know, ask the basic questions. Are you happy? Are you, you know, does this serve, you know, go through that checklist. And so for you right now, it really is about this. They're telling me to read it one more time. I'm going to read it one more time.
It's
all
about
right.
Trust.
It is. As we further expand our collective and individual consciousness, we automatically expand through our trust in the universe. And that trust feeds our inner peace and lovingly invites our lives to expand with greater ease. So breathe that in.
Oh, peace knows God.
Yes, there it is. There it is. You're beautiful. Thank you for sharing with us this evening, sweetheart. Oh. Namaste.
Thank you. Big hugs and kisses. Mm-hmm. Love you.
And to you, sweetheart. Namaste. All right, Sri, where are we going next?
Well, we have a caller here. Looks like California.
All right, let's go to California.
Let's say hi there.
Hey, and we've got a hand up there. So, hey, California, with a hand up.
Hi, namaste, Sri and Kira. This is Fuljeet from California.
Hey, sweetheart.
Hi.
I'm so happy I got to connect with you today, especially. I would love to get a mini soul reading, but I also would like to get a reading by Sri, because I'm really going through some interesting physical symptoms, especially the last 2 days. It's been very intense. And I've had a lot of time stamping things come back full circle in my life. And I also thought I had a work opportunity that would be good for me, that I kind of could tell my soul purpose wasn't 100% in, that kind of fell apart. So yes, that's where I'm at.
Well, thank you for sharing, my love. I'm going to let Sri begin.
Well, I think you just gave yourself the reading. Now let me help you discern it.
Let's unpack it.
The two chakras, the two areas of your body that are calling out, are the third chakra and the sixth chakra. So the third chakra governs your digestion system, and it is not ever going to settle down unless you bring your spiritual mission into the physical form.
Mm.
There's so many people that are having digestive issues, that are having muscular issues, that are having career issues, because they're not allowing the spiritual knowing to guide the physical actions. Does that make sense to you? So it's like when we first start off our careers in life, we go to a guidance counselor and they say, okay, we're going to measure your skills. Now go do that. Later on, we need to just go to our guidance. And it's not about worldly measure. It's about, why am I here? Who can I serve? How can I help them? Where am I deploying the love that was channeled through me in my birth? And when we line up in that fashion, the chakras all come into balance, and these questions and uncertainties. So I have a hunch that this job situation was actually maybe a blessing in disguise. I'll leave it to you to sort that out.
I appreciate the scarcity video that you did recently, because I know that's what's been scaring me as well. Okay, fine, that was going to pay for the bills. Now what's going to pay for the bills, you know? And I definitely feel like a tickle in my throat and crown chakra heaviness and head heaviness the last week for sure.
I want to jump in here, sweetheart. And I'm sorry, are you complete, honey?
Yeah, I am. And I just want to offer you a big hug.
Yeah. These
are indeed pressures that we need to transit.
Yeah. They really are. And sweetheart, I do want to share with you that when you were first sharing and when we first connected with you, all I kept hearing was this profound, how do I describe this? It's like right behind you, there's this massive portal. And it's open. It's open. But but I can't really see through it. It's like this open portal, but it looks like I'm looking up into a night sky kind of thing. So there's no real discernment. But the frequency and the vibration that's coming in around you, and they're all, it's just the same. They just keep saying the same thing over and over again. So like, I wouldn't forget. And so what they're saying is the fear that surrounds you is the illusion trying to stop you. It is time for you to remember who you are. We are here. We are uplifting. Your journey is just beginning. In this moment now, as you trust yourself and pay attention to what you are looking at and what you are wanting, they're just showing me, it's like this connection leads to this connection leads to bingo. And it's all around you. They're saying that you need to remember, though, that every time you worry rather than take action, it's just delaying the gift of what's coming. You know, it's like the sooner you let go of the worry and just say, okay, wait a minute, what do I really want to do? How do I really want to be living? How do I really want to be? Where do I, you know, get really, really clear. And this week will do it for you.
Yeah.
And literally, you're like right there. It's like this, it's like I see this little door, like you're looking at this little door and you're peeking through it kind of thing. And it's like these beings are pushing you. They're going, just go.
Use the mantra of self-ascension
big
throughout
time.
The day.
Yeah.
It's time to let the guidance create
and it will flow.
The synchronicities.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing I want you to hear, and like a lot of us right now, listen to your body. You might just have to stop eating for a moment and listen to your body and pay attention to what it's really telling you, because your body and you need to have a conversation. And it's about you and your body deciding who's going to have control here, the master or the ego.
Yeah.
And so that's why everything has brought you to this moment, because you're at your go moment the minute you bring this in. So I'm so glad you got through, because I know a lot of others are going through this right now. So thank you for calling in. I'm so grateful you did.
Much love.
Thank you. Yeah, I definitely feel like Alice in Wonderland, and I just need to jump.
Yes, I'll be right here. We're right here. We're down. We're in Wonderland with you. So let's do this. All right, honey. We love
you.
We love you. Namaste.
Love you too. Love you both.
Oh, thank you, Angel. And do you feel the crown?
Yeah.
Wow. It's really got that crown going.
Well, and I tell you what, and this is part of the mastery journey. There, we all will have those moments where we have to trust versus be afraid.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and trust in the divine nature that you are to call into your life the circumstances that will bring forward that which is to come forward. And sometimes we get right to the edge.
And sometimes it births. And here's the key. It's always birthing. The question is, are you aware of it? And the March birth is before us. And my angels, I do want to share with you that another reason I wanted my beloved husband with me is this is going to be our last live show until the end of March. I want to give you the date. We will return live again on Soul Mirrors we will return live on the 30th.
Or excuse me.
30th, March 30th.
March 30th.
So we will return live on Tuesday, March 30th. Between now and then, please tune in. We are going to be really looking at some select encore shows that match this time. But the reason Sri and I are retreating, and this Sunday is our final live Soul Mirrors for the month as well.
Sri and Kira
Live for the month as well. So you want to join us. We're going to be doing the whole March overview. We're dedicating this month to what the universe is showing us. And we hope that you are with us in that. please visit WWA Global. Please make sure you're there with us virtually or come down and join us in person. That moment matters. This solstice matters. This is a festival where we are all celebrating each other. It is an extraordinary moment for you to either celebrate at home, celebrate in person, but help us spread the word and get your tickets today. It is so affordable. There's even parts of it that are free, completely free.
WWAGlobal.com. You can register. You can get your virtual tickets. It's going to be fabulous.
Yeah, it really is. And I do want to share that for all of you that are still holding on the phone lines. I am so sorry we did not get you. We thought we could get at least one more person in. But hey, call Sunday. Call Sunday. Those of you that are holding on the phone lines, because that's going to be our last live show. And we're noting who you are. And we'll get you in on Sunday if you can give us a buzz. All right. Walk through the full moon, 27th. We're lifting into the lotus and we are creating. Mm. I love you.
Breathe deeply and know that you are loved.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us. And be sure to tune in every Tuesday at 5 o'clock p.m. for more adventures. You can learn more about Master Lady Kira Ra at shriandkira.com or visit their YouTube channel, Official Shri and Kira. May your heart in all ways know the master you are.